This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, welcome to Arizona. Boys all here ready to go, and who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
Nobody. Here at Giants Stadium, the San Francisco Giants, their spring training home, Scottsdale, and a beautiful trip out. Seton managed to survive cross-country with the Sprinter van, although sources close to me tell me that may have been a mishap somewhere in Texas.
Well,
okay.
Well, I don't know about that.
Maybe.
Okay, there might be a story attached to that, but we're giving away that Sprinter van at the end of the week.
And it is worn in.
Yeah, it's broken
it
in.
It is broken in.
Yeah. 877-3DP-SHOW email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow, as we always do every Monday, no matter where we are. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. A lot to recap. Got basketball news with Kyrie Irving traded to the Mavericks, and apparently the Nets owner refused to trade Kyrie to the Lakers because he didn't want to accommodate Kyrie Irving. We had the Pro Bowl, and if you didn't like it, that means you're probably over the age of 40 and the NFL doesn't care. The NFL wants to appeal to a younger audience, and I think they accomplished that. So we'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day, but you know, the big news is Kyrie Irving being traded, and that surprised a lot of people because I thought that he was playing well, it was all quiet, and Kevin Durant seemed like he was going to be coming back, they'd make the stretch run, and maybe had something special there in Brooklyn. Now, I think as you look forward, you're going to have to go, does Kevin Durant at age 34 want to stay there? And there are already teams that could be in the market for KD. A lot of teams would be, but trying to make it work financially. Phoenix Suns will be in there. The Toronto Raptors will be in there as well. But for Kevin Durant, trying to figure out exactly what is next for Brooklyn, and what a mess. When they first got together, I remember coming on the show and I said, they have to at least win one title. And as it turned out, they're not going to win anything. And it's a crowded East. And if you're Kevin Durant, you're 34 and you're looking around going, where's my place in history? Steph Curry is, I know, injured, but, you know, Steph Curry's place on the all-time list is higher than Kevin Durant's. And he probably realizes that some of these younger players are going to be moving up as well in their careers. Kevin Durant wants to win another title, obviously. He's not going to win that in Brooklyn. Although I like what they got from the Mavericks, they're just not marquee players. And you got some draft picks in there, but I think ownership was probably looking towards the future. in a life without Kyrie or Kevin Durant. Paulie's here, Seton's here, Fritzy, and, of course, Marv as well. Your phone calls are always welcome. Beautiful setup here. We're in right field at Scottsdale Stadium, and we spent a lot of time here in spring training. We'd bring our show out here when we worked for the mothership. Paulie, of course, was a beer vendor here.
Correct. 20 games, 6 weeks.
One of his many jobs that he has that there's no paperwork on it. There's no pictures, but you were a bouncer. You were a greeter. You were a beer vendor. You've done a lot here in Arizona.
Yeah, moved out here way back in the day. Lived about 3 blocks north of here. Saw a sign that said beer vendors, and they paid you cash. You walked in, you got paid by how many cases of beer you sold.
Yeah.
Scottsdale Stadium, it was spring training, and Bonds was here, and it was a good time. It's just a sample a little bit.
One of the best ballparks that you'll find, and the Giants basically said you can have the ballpark here. So we got the Jumbotron, and we wanted to hit fungos to each other, Camelback Mountains over my shoulder here.
Yeah, can we get some BP in, shag some fly balls?
Well, let's see how we do the first day. Okay. Let's ease our way into the ballpark here. But once again, thank you for the accommodations here. Yes, Paulie?
I had the idea to do one of those races where you see in some stadiums where you race from the left field pole to the right field pole, and then the guy catches you. I don't think any of us could make it from the left field pole to the right field pole in this place.
No.
I'd run out of gas.
No.
Well, I know one person who couldn't.
That's not necessary.
Hi, Fritzy.
It's like 5 minutes in.
And you call your name out.
That's not necessary.
Not after the breakfast burrito I just ate about a half hour.
Fritzy, telling us what he was eating out here. And, there's so much great food culture out here. And Fritzy goes, I went to, Jersey Mike's?
I went to Jersey Mike's. I dozed off for a couple hours. Next thing I know, it's like 8:30, 9 o'clock. I'm wandering the streets of Old Town Scottsdale. I'm like, hey, I know that's an old stomping ground. I'm going to go grab that.
The great J.J. Watt is going to join us coming up.
There you go.
Paulie, very excited about J.J.
America's very excited. Dave.
Yes. Is he bringing his son?
I don't know. I don't know if he's bringing the family. As the possible godfather, I'd like to meet the kid.
You haven't been informed just yet?
No, I inform myself. I don't know if JJ knows.
We'll also check in with the Nets. Frank Isola, who covers the Nets, will join us coming up a little bit later on. And our good buddy Ross Tucker will be on hand.
Look at the stadium, Dan. You're hooked up.
What's the poll question we're going to go with today, Seton?
Well, why don't we start with the news of the day, Dan? Yesterday, the Dallas Mavericks got better or problems? Those are your answers. They got better or problems?
It could be both. It could be. Because
it could be.
I think they may have gotten better, but in the long run or short run, they could have problems there. I hope Kyrie knows going to Dallas that it's Luka's team. I mean, that would be a problem. Remember Kristaps Porzingis and Luka didn't work out well. And you got to know the pecking order there. Luka reportedly had to sign off on them getting Kyrie Irving, and rightfully so. And that'd be bad if you show up one day and go, what are you doing here?
Hold on, we did what?
What? Can you call Mark Cuban? I want to find out exactly. Wait, Kyrie's here? But he's a dynamic player. Nobody's ever argued that. He's a wonderful player. But I don't know if they're going to commit to him long term, because if this is something that's short term, then Kyrie's already going to be looking at where am I playing next. And reportedly, the Nets owner, Joe Tsai, was not going to trade him to the Lakers. Was wow. not. Didn't want to accommodate him. And, because Kyrie wanted to go to the Lakers. And Joe Tsai's like, nope, you have been a headache. Now, I'm paraphrasing. He probably had more colorful language, but he's like, nope, not going to accommodate you. And then I get it. Now you're doing something that is going to hurt your franchise just because you don't want to help Kyrie. But, hey, he's been through an awful lot with Kyrie, and now they've rid themselves of him. And they don't win with him. They actually had a better winning percentage without him, believe it or not. Yes, Fritzy.
At what point does this malcontent thing, like a James Harden type, override your ability as a player as far as down the road and your legend and your reputation?
Oh, it's already there. It's solidified. I mean, if he's a nice guy and a good teammate, then, maybe people will remember that later in his career. But, I mean, he's had this epiphany where he goes, we should be appreciating LeBron. You should be appreciating LeBron. That's how you got yourself into this problem. You wanted to have your own team. Went to the Celtics. That didn't work out. So, he's a great player. Nobody will argue that. But at what price is he a great player? The Nets, here are the numbers. Kyrie played 143 of a possible 278 regular season games.
Holy cow.
So he played 51% of his games. The Nets winning percentage was 57%. When he didn't play, it was 57%. Oh, washes out there with Kyrie, but he certainly brings some drama there. I was going to say energy, but I don't know that. I don't know how this is going to work out. But you got Jason Kidd there, and now Jason Kidd's going to have to get him to kind of conform to what. And how does this change Luka? Remember, when Kevin Durant went to Golden State, Steph Curry went from averaging around 30-something to around 26, I think. So you're going to, you know, does Luka, the artist formerly known as Luka, does he play differently now with Kyrie there? And if so, how much? Yeah, see.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like the Warriors kind of proved that you can have a bunch of, like, big-name stars that get points together on the same team. Right? I mean, I know that Luka and Kyrie, there's only one ball and all of that, but mm-hmm. it feels like the Warriors have kind of proven that that can work, maybe? When you have Steph and KD together.
Yes, but it has to start with the star player. Mm. That Steph had to sign off on all of that and acquiesce to Kevin Durant to make him feel like he was welcome there. That's why it worked. Yes, he.
I thought that the Clippers would have made sense.
Well,
I mean, you could get yourself in a situation with a big three there. I don't know. That could have been good.
Well, the problem I have is I don't know how much Kawhi is going to play or wants to play. Now, that's insurance, but when he does play, you know, he can be a special player. But I'm always surprised when he does play. Be like, oh, Kawhi's playing. That's not the way it should be for a superstar. Yeah, Paul.
I guess I'm most fascinated by Luka that he had to sign off on this. At his young age, I wonder if he's already like, I'm okay not carrying this team anymore. I'm okay averaging 27 instead of 32 because that could what it could be. But you know, you're adding a big time scorer like this. I'm really curious to see how he handles it on the court because he definitely was cleared with it off the court.
Well, the usage rate that you know a lot of these executives like to look at. You know, he was at a crazy level, all time high, and you just wonder that's not sustainable. I know you're 23, but after a while, you get to the playoffs, and that's where I was worried about Luka and his production. But with Kyrie, okay, you know, it's interesting. It changed the dynamics of the Eastern and Western Conference there rather quickly. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Once again, our thanks to Mercedes, the Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. All right, Marvin is back from his bathroom break, which was convenient for all involved.
Chorizo burrito.
Yeah, sir. You had a chorizo burrito, and all of a sudden we lose you during the show.
Sorry, so I won't be MVD so far?
No.
Okay.
No, you won't. But we're great. You know, grateful that you're back. Thanks for joining us here.
Hey, it's good to be here, guys.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, everyone.
The newer version of the Pro Bowl, I was okay with it.
Hold on, Dan. You're over 50. Aren't you supposed to just crap on it and say it's terrible and bring back my old Pro Bowl?
No, I don't want to bring back my old Pro Bowl. but I did like that you got to see these athletes when the game was on the line and it meant something. Even though it was flag football, it still meant something to them. And I think when we watch as fans, no matter what sporting event it is, do you care? And sometimes you'll see athletes who don't care. Therefore, why should we? I cared at the very end. You know, Peyton acts like he's playing in the thing. He's running on the field. He's screaming at the referees. And I thought, you know what? It's a good situation.
Kirk Cousins took a knee in the game, and Peyton runs up to him. You can't do that. That's against the rules. I've got it. And he's screaming. His voice is just – and Eli's going around like this, dancing around Peyton like, I own you. It was fantastic.
I love the energy there. They did compete. And this is for a younger audience. I think the only people who don't like this are, as I said, people over 50, where you go, oh, that's not my Pro Bowl. You don't want your Pro Bowl because it's not good anymore. And these guys want to go, they want to be named, but you don't want to get hurt. That's all. And you saw that. But if there's something to compete for, then you're going to see them at their best. And you got to see that at the very end. Yeah, Paul?
They did a bunch of different, I don't know, activities, for lack of a better word. They did this one where they had this big metal platform, like one of those sleds, and Eli was on one, Peyton's on another, and two linemen pushed them, and like, trying to get them going. But it seemed like the linemen were really getting into it because these guys are rarely the stars of any contest or the stars of any show. So, again, the Mannings produced this. The commentators were joking around with everybody, having a good time. It was definitely better than last year that looked like a walkthrough.
So the poll question is Kyrie related, Seton?
It is. Yeah. Yesterday, the Mavericks got better or problems?
Well,
I can throw a both in there, too, if you want.
Okay, give me another one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we have both.
I think they got both, but that'll be an easy way out for people to answer, so we won't do that.
That's true.
I'm going to say, you know, it's Monday. Let's be positive. I'm going to say that they got better.
Yeah, yes, buddy. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Way to be.
It's a small, it's not a capital B. It's a smaller case.
Lowercase, better?
Yeah, lowercase B. Okay. Lowercase B there. Yes, okay. Marv.
Is it better with a question mark? They got better?
That's how I feel, just because I have no idea what mindset Kyrie's going to bring there. No idea. And that's really what it comes down to. Luka and Kyrie, how does it work? And, I mean, you got a great owner. Are they going to extend him? And is that enough for him to be a nice guy?
And, like, that's the thing about Kyrie is that he's great. He's a phenomenal basketball player. And when he shows up and is that guy, you're like, dang, it's just like unstoppable. But, it would be awesome if he showed up. If that guy showed up, that would be great.
The sun's coming up here in Scottsdale.
It feels like it's getting colder somehow.
By the way, around 5:30, it's a little chilly here.
Oh, no. We're not doing that.
No, I'm you're right.
It was one when we left town.
I know. It was 1 degree.
Marv and I are at JFK Airport. Yeah. Marvin's drinking a Bloody Mary at 8:45 a.m., and it was 1 degree.
Yeah, Marv.
Relax, Paulie. It was 8:49.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Two Bloody Marys.
So the sun is coming up, and it's we're expecting great weather here if you happen to be coming out. And we're at Scottsdale Stadium, and after the show, if you stop by, we don't have a studio audience here, but we will be able to say hello if you're in the neighborhood. Is the Sprinter van parked around here, Seton? Where did you and the French kid leave it?
I just wanted it to be known I haven't driven it since I got to Scottsdale. It's been all the French kid. I think he's got it parked somewhere around
okay.
here.
Okay. Right. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll let you know where we're going to be and if you want to come by after the show. Let's see, 877-3DP-SHOW. We'll get to phone calls. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. We'll take a break, and the great J.J. Watt will join us on the program. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. It's been 5 years since we started the Full Sail University's Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. In fact, 5 years ago this month, we welcomed our first students, and proud to say that we have over 100 graduates who have jobs in the industry across the country. And I'm going down there February 19th to meet with students. I'll also be meeting with prospective students and their parents. We do this. It's called Behind the Scenes. They have tours every month just to give you an idea what the school is all about. And I'll be there for this month's tour. So if you're thinking about signing up for the program or just want to do a drive-by and see what it's all about, I'd be happy to explain that to you and, more importantly, to the parents because you're the ones spending the money. That's February 19th. If you're serious about getting into sportscasting, it'll be a great event to check out. To reserve your spot on the behind-the-scenes tour, you go to fullsail.college/DanPatrickBTS. So Full Sail University, and we hope to see you. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
And we say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Hopefully you're treated to the beautiful scenery around here, including our next guest. Joining us now, three-time NFL defensive MVP. His motor is so high, it should be drug-tested. The greatest player in Houston Texans history, but that's not saying much. Paulie says they're close friends, but we can find no evidence of that. We would like to make a cheap joke about he's all heart, but that would be in bad taste, so we will not do that today. Most importantly, he's the president and founding member of the Good Ass Dudes Club.
Good Ass Dudes Club.
Yeah, please welcome the popular J.J. Watt. I like how J.J. shows up and he goes, it's cold. I didn't know you were going to be outside.
And who made this decision?
You're from Wisconsin.
Do you have a weather app on your phone?
Yes. Yes. Good to see you. You look good.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I did it just for you.
Where's your son? We thought we were getting the whole family here.
You know, I told my wife last night, I was like, I have to go on the Dan Patrick Show at 7. And we switch off days who wakes up first with him in the morning. And she woke up with him yesterday, and I didn't tell her until after she woke up with him yesterday. So I'm going to stay here for as long as I can.
Good. I got you out of the dad duty there. I'm waiting to become a grandfather today.
Ah, congratulations.
For the first time, my daughter-in-law is being induced today.
That's incredible.
So, it's a great moment. What weren't you ready for being a dad?
I honestly, and this answer is going to be so cliche, but I legitimately just was not ready for knowing that I had that level of love for something. I had no idea the wave of emotion and the flood of emotion and just the way that it kind of almost changes your entire structure of how your brain and emotions and everything works. It was truly something I wasn't ready for.
And people try to tell you.
Yes.
But until you go through it.
No. So even with my other friends, like, they ask me that question, I start to tell them, and then I say, you know what, like, when people told me this, I didn't care, and I didn't listen. I said, oh, yeah, that's great. Even with my brother. I mean, even when my brother had two kids, I was like, yeah, that's awesome. I'm sure it's great. And then I had one. So I don't even try and tell people that much anymore because I'm like, you don't care. Until you do it, you don't know.
When you were last with us, I think 5 days later, you announced your retirement.
That's correct.
Did you know you were going to retire when you were with us?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think you asked me. And I was
why
just,
did you bury the lead? I mean, why did you do that to me?
Why? I don't know. I should have just given it to you.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys were messing around with me the week before. You guys are cracking jokes. Paulie apparently is just the world's best comedian of all time.
Yes, he is. Yeah. I have no recollections.
So. He loves to make fun of the good ass dude speech.
I mean, I'll make fun of it. It's a speech worthy of being made fun of.
I think we should make good ass dudes T-shirts.
Yeah, I mean. What a stupid
but you
speech.
But you mean well. You can't be a bad guy. You can't be.
Yeah. So that was like at a point in my career, we had Hard Knocks and I was on the come up, obviously, in terms of notoriety in the league. And you know that anytime the cameras are there 24/7. So it's not like it's like you know that you can't just pop off at all time. And this recent Hard Knocks, they were there even more often. I mean, we had a permanent camera in our room 24/7 rolling the entire time. So anybody who says that you can just completely ignore the cameras, you can act like that, no, you can't, because you know that anything you say at any moment could be possibly used. So back then, like, I was still on, like, the, I'm not that big of a swear, like, I'm, like, the good, like, clean cut, like, no, I'm not gonna, and that's where good-ass dudes came from. Like, I was trying to give this hard-ass speech, but I'm also like, but guys, we can help the community! It was stupid.
Now it's good ass dads.
Yeah, good ass dads.
Yeah. That's who it is. Oh, well, you want your parents to watch this, and
That was the thing. Like, my grandma watched the show, and so, like, I knew I was giving a speech and that my grandma could watch. Now, if the cameras aren't there, I'm giving a vastly different speech. But I'm sitting here thinking, like, all right, my grandma's watching this show. Like, if I start just cussing these guys out, it was. There's a lot of things. Anybody tells you don't have any regrets is lying, because there's a lot of things I would do differently.
Like what?
I would do that speech.
Yeah, I don't blame you there.
Anything else? There's a lot of things. I mean, when you go through your career and you look at things, with my injuries and stuff, I mean,
Let's do a game of operation here.
Oh, boy. It's going to be a long game.
Tell me how many, just point all the injuries, surgeries.
Oh, that would be tough. I mean, I dislocated my elbow and tore everything in there my second year. I've had multiple back surgeries, more than two. Broke my leg. I've had this knee operated on, I don't know, 5-6 times. I've broken finger. That finger doesn't work. A wrist. This pec gone. This shoulder. Everything's gone. Everything. Both my adductors and both my lower abs were gone.
Would have been easier if I said point to the health.
Yeah. My right lower leg feels pretty good.
Did you break your nose?
No. So that's like a common misconception. My nose bled a lot, but I never actually broke it. Never broken the nose.
Feels like once you get that scar, it never goes away.
No.
And the helmet.
Yeah.
Comes
never
down
goes
and
away.
Then it start bleeding.
Yeah. I finally figured it out a couple years in, but. It did look cool while it lasted.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
Be honest, when the blood would start, were you really slow to wipe it off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't blame you.
Yes.
I don't blame you. All right, let me go back to retirement. If you didn't have the heart issue.
No, still retired.
If but you it, didn't have a baby.
Possibly a little more questionable, but.
You played well this year.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Is it tougher to retire after a season like this or one that might have ended in injury? And
This is much easier to retire after. That's the reason I'm retiring. I've wanted to go out playing good football, knowing that I can still do it, knowing that I put good tape out there, knowing that when my son goes back and watches my last game, he's going to see his dad playing good. He's not going to see an injury. He's not going to see a guy who people are tapping on the shoulder saying, hey, bud, it's time to go. I wanted to go out that way, and I've honestly kind of been looking for that opportunity.
Now what do you do?
Golf. I'm going to golf. I'm going to...
That'll get tiring after a while.
I mean, I'm going to take it as it comes. We'll see. I'm really taking it as it comes right now, seeing what's out there. I've always said forever that I would not do broadcasting. But the further I got towards the end of my career, the more I realized how much I love the game and I want to still be around it. But I also don't want to do it to the level of coaching staffs where they're working their ass off all day, every day, off season, during season. So I do think that broadcasting does have that potential opportunity for me.
Have you talked to networks?
Dabbled. This week will be a big week for that, obviously, with everybody out here. So we'll get into that as it comes, and if it comes to fruition, it does, and if not, the beauty of it is I don't have to do anything, so I can just relax if I want.
You guys were consistent this year. You lost to the Chiefs, and you lost to the Eagles, so congratulations.
Thank you.
Start with the Chiefs. Let's say you're advising the Eagles defense.
Oh, I mean, the Chiefs are obviously an unbelievable offense. They have a guy who can do literally everything at the quarterback position. He's incredible. And then they have...
No, but I need insights. Like, what are we going to take advantage... Where can we take advantage of the Chiefs defensively from the Eagles?
The Eagles have one of the best fronts in the game from a pass rush standpoint, so you have to try and get back there as quick as humanly possible to make Pat uncomfortable. And to, but I've always said this, and I think I've said it here multiple times, the great thing about Pat and what he does so well is that he'll just keep backing up out of the back of the pocket, and he has the arm strength to make any throw. And he knows that Kelsey's going to get open somewhere in that window for him, and he's going to find him and dump it to him. So even when a great pass rusher has that opportunity to get there, if you don't have the guys coming from all angles, he's going to find, just scoot his way over to one of them and make the throw. But that's what the Eagles do have. They have guys coming from every single spot, guys pushing up the middle. So you have to have, it's almost better to have those guys going high, but you have to have the middle guys pushing up the middle too.
Yeah, I always thought that certain quarterbacks, you want pressure up the middle.
Yeah.
Because now if I get Mahomes going left or right, now I want to test the ankle. Now I want to get him on the move, but I want him moving at, you know, the pace in the direction that we want him to go.
Yes.
It's when you have the guys who go, you know, around him, the edge rushers, he just steps up in the pocket.
Right.
Explain Kelsey.
He's incredible. But that's the perfect example of one of the greatest players ever at his position also being on page with his quarterback at all times, no matter what. Those two guys, they're connected so well that they know what the other's going to do at any given moment. So Travis may not be where the playbook said it was supposed to be, but he's in the window that he knows Pat's going to be looking for and that no defender's in. And it's a pretty incredible combination when those two hook up. It's special.
All right. What about the Eagles? What are you trying to get Jalen Hurts? They run the ball really well.
They do. And they're fascinating because they can kind of mold their offense to be what it needs to be for that game. So if they really are just a ground and pound that game, they can just hand it off, ground and pound. Jalen can keep it. They'll do that quarterback sneak with the put. I mean, the quarterback sneak that they run is undefeated. It's one of the best I've ever seen anybody do. And I still don't understand why more teams don't just quarterback sneak on 1 yard or less whenever necessary. But with them, then if they want to, they turn around and they flip it. They got Devontae, they got AJ, and Hurts can absolutely do that. And their O-line is great pass blockers as well. So the fascinating part there is you want to try and figure out early in the game what their plan is and how they're attacking you, and then try and quickly adjust and take that aspect away to see if you can kind of frazzle him.
Were you mad at Brady because he's going to steal your thunder at the Hall of Fame?
No, it's. I think it's...
You were the headliner.
No.
You would have been.
I appreciate that kindly, but I think it's cool to be retiring. We'll see at the same time as the greatest of all time.
So you think Brady will get in?
I think he's got a shot.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I got it. Yeah, he might sneak in there. First time, but he's got some accolades.
What if Rodgers retires?
He will also make it, I think.
Okay.
I think he's going to make it, too.
Where are you on the totem pole?
Oh.
Brady?
Bottom.
Rodgers?
Yeah, no problem. You got to have a ring. I don't have one. Those guys both got, I mean, Tom has more rings than any team in the NFL.
I know.
I mean, it's literally insane. Like, anybody who tries to argue, like, my tweet to him after was, like, greatest of all time, no debates, no arguments, and people tried to argue. Shut up. Like, just shut up. Like, you're an idiot.
Is he the greatest team player of all time in any sport?
I mean, that's a much more difficult argument because, I mean, you got guys with 11 rings. I mean, Bill Russell's an unbelievable, like, How do you quantify that? That's a fascinating.
But football's one and done. Like,
I agree.
You know, a 7-game series, you can beat me once, twice, maybe in 3 times. I still have a chance. Everything he did, it was win or go home. Playoffs.
I mean, when you look at, they put up that graphic. I think it was 2 weeks ago or whatever when they were playing. Of conference championship games, like in Tom, and
he's been in 15.
And you sit there as a player, and you're just sitting there like, I've never been to one. And people say I've had a great career. I mean, potentially like 12 years. I'm proud of what I did, but you sit there and you look at what Tom did for as long as he did it, and you have nothing but the utmost respect because you understand how difficult it is. You understand the parity in this league, the way that this league is set up with the draft order, with free agency, with waivers, and everything. It's literally set up for the league to be a parity league. They want everybody to be in that 8-8 window, and sometimes you swing one way, sometimes you swing the other. And somehow Tom, for 23 years, has found a way to never swing to the other side of the pendulum.
Do you understand being addicted to the game that he couldn't quit?
Yes, but I also do think it is somewhat different at different positions, for sure. I do think that, I mean, it's... He's done it very well, and he's he gets the ball out of his hands so fast now that he doesn't have to take anywhere near as many hits as I'm sure he used to, and as many hits as other guys have to. So I would certainly feel different about the game if I didn't have to smash my head into a 320-pound man every week either, you know?
But if you were healthy-ish, you'd still play?
I am healthy. I think that the difference is I know it can go off the tracks quickly. Like, this knee, it takes a lot to get this thing. Like, I got a plate and 9 screws in it. Like, I have to, every single day of the off season has to be leading up to that season, and I have to be grinding and thinking about it 24/7. So it's much more the mental than it is the physical for me, where I wanted to have my mental freedom back for the off season. Like, Friday, I skipped my leg workout because I wanted to go golf with Rahman Phelps. So I went and golfed with Rahman Phelps. I don't have to, like, stress, like, damn it, I missed that workout. So then Saturday, I just went and climbed Camelback instead. In the past, I would have been...
leg day? Wow.
In the past, do I lose my good-ass dudes club shirt?
Wow.
So, like, that's something in the past, literally, for 3 days until my next leg day, I would have been thinking about, like, damn, did you hurt yourself for the season? Like, are you gonna? But now I'm happy.
You look back on your career, and you know, as you said, you don't have a Super Bowl ring, but that feeling, like, you never get used to losing.
No,
but you were still on some teams that were not very good.
Yes.
What is that like, that feeling of showing up every Sunday, and even though in your mind you have a chance, but in reality you don't?
It's very tough, and there's certainly been different teams. There's been teams where your record isn't good, but you do know that going into those games, you've got a legitimate chance to win every one. And, I mean, even you look at this year, I mean, our Eagles game, we were down to the wire against the Eagles, and they're an incredible team there. And we were a different team at that point than we were by the end, obviously. But you can't watch that game and say we could not have won that game. I mean, they absolutely deserved to, and they did everything they needed to win it. But to say that we weren't in it, I believe would be incorrect. Now, the harder part is, as the season goes on, once you're eliminated from the playoffs and you've got those moments, the competitor in you takes over. For myself, I'm never giving any less effort, no less passion, no less energy to it. But I think you can feel a little bit of the deflation in the balloon and in the locker room and in the team.
I'm trying to figure out Kyler Murray.
Okay.
He was great in high school, great in college, but I don't know. I'm trying to be fair to him. I think it's too much. I don't think he's a great quarterback. I think he's a great talent.
What makes you say that?
Well, the great talent, I can see that, but is he a great leader? Maybe it's asking somebody that age to do something, and that's not fair to him. I don't know. I just get it. I don't know where his trajectory is. I'm trying to be, it feels like Jalen Hurts has a better sense of who Jalen Hurts is than Kyler Murray does.
This is some deep, deep stuff. I was not prepared for the deep level of questioning this morning.
Yeah, I normally don't get that deep.
No, you know? I was not ready to go into the psychological aspects of players that are not myself.
But you're there on the team. See it.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you mentor, if he listens to anybody, but I don't know. It's just a weird feeling. He's a wonderful talent. I remember when he was in high school, he could do everything. Sometimes when it's too easy, then, you know, are you really developing, putting in the time?
But how easy was it at Oklahoma?
In that offense, in that offense, it was pretty easy.
It wasn't easy. It was.
Yeah. Baker Mayfield, it was easy for him, too.
Could I do it?
What?
Do you think I could do it? I think Lincoln Riley could make me a Heisman winner. You think he'd make me a Heisman-winning quarterback?
No, but don't change the subject.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, you could be the tight end there. I'll make you a tight end there.
I was a tight end once, Dan. There's a reason I'm a defensive end now.
I know that.
Do you?
Yes, yes. Central Antonio. You want to talk about Antonio Brown instead of Kyler Murray?
I mean, the day that we came into Central Michigan, the freshmen all showed up on the same day, and we went to the indoor facility to run. We went to run by ourselves, like, as a freshman group, which, pretty incredible freshman group. We have myself, Antonio Brown, and Nick Ballore, who's still in the league with the Seahawks. And we went to run, and Antonio was dusting the floor with every single one of us. It was the most incredible thing I've ever seen, and all the rest of us just kind of looked at each other like, should we even be here? Like, this guy's on a different planet. But he was an unbelievable talent. He turned out to be a great player. And he has a fascinating backstory, and it was definitely interesting getting to know him. And he was a hell of a player to watch.
I'll let you off the hook. You don't have to answer Kyler Murray.
I'm sitting here. You're saying it was easy. The guy won 4 state championships in high school. He went and won a national champion. Not a national championship, but he won a Heisman in college.
It was too easy. Now you have to outthink people. Now you have to put in the effort. Everybody's great.
Why didn't you do it if it was so easy?
I got as many surgeries as you have.
Do you?
Yeah.
How many do you have?
Let's
hear them.
Shoulder, hand, eyes, replacement knee, 7 surgeries.
All right, that's not
Botox.
Oh, am I on my way to that? Is that coming up?
Yes, it is.
Oh, great.
Yes, it is. Well, it's great to see you.
It's great to
Enjoy
see you.
Enjoy retirement and being a dad and being a good ass dude.
Thank you. I'm proud. I'll take the T-shirt when it arrives.
Good ass dude. He's JJ Watt.
Thank you, everybody.
We'll take a break. Back after this from Scottsdale. Time for new tires? Trust the experts at TireRack.com. They've been crushing it for over 40 years. They've got the experience, the knowledge, the passion to assist every driver, including Seton O'Connor, who stopped through South Bend, Indiana.
I did. I even went through their warehouse, and they got tires.
Oh!
It's like 500,000 square feet. There's millions of tires. You wouldn't believe how busy that warehouse is.
What a shocker. A place called TireRack.com's got plenty of tires.
Dude, I mean, like, they got tires. A lot of them.
TireRack.com. You tell them what you drive, and they have the easy-to-use tire decision guide. You answer a couple of questions, get a personalized tire recommendation, right tires for how and what and where you drive. They have the Pirelli tires. Now, they also have something incredible. They ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. Or you can skip the waiting room. In a lot of areas, they offer mobile tire installation. They'll come to you. That is game-changing. TireRack.com/Dan and see for yourself. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
Check this out.
Mitchell in the center circle. 5 on the clock. Mitchell steps left. Unloads a 3. Good! Donovan Mitchell hit the 3 ball. Inbounds Halliburton. Halliburton let it fly. They say, no, it doesn't count.
15-point win. Their 23rd win this year by 10 or more points. Most in the NBA. Play of the day brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. Unlock your potential so you can do your own thing, be your own boss, and live out your dreams. Capable and versatile, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van can help drive your ambitions as far as you want to take them. My thanks to J.J. Watt spending some time with us. He looked good, but ready for retirement. See, this is the thing about retirement and being in this business long enough where I see somebody start their career and end their career. And you end your career and you might be 34, 35 years of age. So that career is over. You have to put that to rest. It's like that part of you is dead. It's over. Now what do you do? And as he said, well, I get to go play golf. Well, that's going to wear off. When, you know, I see guys who are retired and I see them at the golf course or in the clubhouse and I go, how's retirement? It sucks because there's nothing to do. And JJ is a guy who's going to need things to do. Do you join a coaching staff? Do you do broadcasting? I could see him doing broadcasting. I don't know if he would want to do studio or do a game, but I could see him being involved in that. And maybe it's something where he does join a coaching staff. I think he'd be a great coach, but I don't know, you know, the hours that you put in, they're very similar, if not more hours than you do as a player. Now they're different, but you're still putting in that time. And he just had a baby boy. Been married for 2 years, less than 2 years. That's where you caution. I would caution these guys when they get out. Now, what are you doing? Yes, Fritzy.
That's interesting that he gave you a little peek behind the curtain. Sounds like he's going to be meeting with some network executives throughout the week since everybody's all in one place for a possible broadcast.
Well, I could see that. I mean, he's a marquee name and he's good. He's got a good sense of humor. But I think you got to take some time off a little bit and just kind of let it come to you instead of going after it. Because guys who will jump in, that's why Brady, is he going to jump into broadcasting? I don't know. I don't know if it's that simple where you go, I'm going to do this, and now I'm going to do that. I think everything he's been through, you might want to take a little more time, but I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that Tom Brady ends up broadcasting football games. Yeah, Paul?
It's interesting. You look back, I think it was 12 years ago, we were in New Orleans, we had Watt on the first time in person. He's a young guy. He's doing like Axe hairspray.
Yes.
And that night he won NFL Defensive Player of the Year for the first time. Now we have him just weeks after retirement. He's going through 5 or 6 knee surgeries. He can't remember. 3 on the shoulder, but he's like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a different person than he was. He was like jumping out of the gym, grabbing the rim. And now he's like, it's cold out here, man. My knee hurts. I'm going to go to the golf course. He's 34.
Yeah, that's a transition that not now, but in 15 years from now when we see him. And, you know, I remember seeing Earl Campbell for the first time, and it was heartbreaking because he played with such passion. And then I saw him really unable to walk. And, you know, that's where we love what you do for us right now. But then when you're gone, then somebody else comes in. It's plug and play. Where he's going to have to live with these injuries, obviously, the rest of his life. And that transition's difficult as well. And it's difficult for everybody involved with your family. And those Sundays in the fall, guys talk about that. Your body is ready to play that, but he's not going to be able to. Yeah, Paul.
I went upstairs. We had to go over some details for the christening as the godfather of his new baby boy. I'm going to have to be back here in the Valley pretty soon. Just letting you know, I'm in a day. He didn't ask me. But I suggested to him, because I'll talk to you about it later, and I think that's a good sign.
Yeah. Paulie keeps saying that he and JJ are best friends.
Tight friends.
Yeah.
Will you let him work hybrid, like part-time in Arizona, part-time in Milford? How does that work?
You know what? We want to hike. We want to golf, you know, the family.
Well, he's not breastfeeding the kid. I'm just coming out for a baptism.
I'm the fourth Watt brother. I'm like Ringo.
He's a good guy.
Can you imagine they have one brother? Imagine like the three Watt brothers make the NFL, and they've got this one brother who's like 5'11", 140, plays tennis.
But isn't there the bonus Jonas?
Is there another
There's a
Jonas?
Fourth Jonas brother? Marvin, you would know. That's in your, you like Bad Bunny and you like the Jonas Brothers, don't you?
I like Bad Bunny. I don't know about the Jonas Brothers. There's a bonus Jonas?
Yeah, I think there's a bonus Jonas.
So he didn't get into the music side of it?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Again, what I learned today.
By the way, did you see Beyonce last night at the Grammys? She got there late, so she didn't get the Grammy that I guess broke the record for being the most decorated musical artist of all time. She was in traffic, and so she got there, and then she got an award, and she was not in a good mood. Not in a good mood. All right, 1 hour in the books. We did it. We got two more to go here in Scottsdale. Glad you're part of the program. We'll get phone calls coming up. Best and worst of the weekend. Sun's up. Guns are out. One more item as we close out a festive hour one, Mercedes-Benz. The Sprinter van is here. I haven't done a thorough inspection yet. Anything you would like to tell me, Seton?
It's phenomenal. I'll tell you that. It's a hell of a vehicle. It was an absolute joy to drive nearly coast to coast.
Well, it's like when my kids would take the car out and they might go for a trip and then I'd come back and say anything I need to know.
Well... there may be a little ding in the side of it now.
Okay.
Yeah, there might be I'm calling it a ding.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a character scar.
Yeah.
It's what my wife calls that.
Yeah, character sorry about scar. That.
Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. We broke it in for you.
Literally.
We're going to give it away on Friday. Give it away now.
Nice.
Thank you, Todd. Sprinter van is capable, versatile enough to drive your ambitions wherever you want them to take you. Now's the time to hit the open road. Don't wait. Unlock your potential inside a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.